JNFM Real Radio. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and just have a studio full of friends this afternoon. It's snowy outside. Yes, I'm so excited. The gentleman that gave me my very first rock and roll interview, I'll never forget that. He was a good man, and
oh God,
we're going back to like high school times. Would like to welcome Bill Levin, and also too from Indica and Lighthouse Matter Promotions.
Light Matter.
Oh my gosh,
Light Matter Promotion.
Can you guys change the name for me this season? So welcome everyone.
Hi, I love you. Welcome. You know, it's good to be here again. I like all your new equipment.
I like it too.
It looks good.
It's fun in the new music format. So now we're playing a little bit of older music here and there. So it's been pretty awesome.
Nice.
Enjoying it. I'm glad to have you all here.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Bill gave me my first interview when I was in high school, and it was with the beautiful, authentic Zoo Gods.
Yeah.
That was sounds awesome. Interesting.
It was interesting. And we did, you know what, Bill, well, I got to tell you this. I went back to Carmel High School. They had me come back to talk with the radio kids. There was all kinds of people. They're not, you know, just me talking. But, and it was funny because like the old, not my main radio teacher that I was all tight with, but the other older guy, he sort of said the only time that he got called into the principal's office was over the matter that you and I helped them do. And you remember they tried to say, like, no smoking, like, to the bands there that were playing for free. Do you remember this? When they had the smoking lounge? Do you remember? You don't remember this at all, do you? But I don't really remember. But something happened with fireworks. And, like, and I guess they weren't supposed to happen. But he, like, looked at me, and I was like, I seriously don't remember what he was talking about. But he sort of gave me a dirty look, and he told the TV teacher the only time he ever got called into the principal's office was over. It was called The Last Rock of Summer. And it was sort of funny. Because I mean,
I'm glad I could participate in his life great adventure.
I was like, I don't even remember the fireworks. That was what, yeah, I was like, okay. But it was a good time. But I remember that show.
Okay.
And we had a lot of time, fun time putting it together. I remember you looked at me and you said, you like all this craziness.
Yeah, well, you had it in your blood early.
I remember he said
that. I mean, you're genetically encoded to be in rock and roll. So, I mean, come on, you gave birth to a harmonica and Carson grew on.
Yeah, which was weird because, like, you didn't know he was my child.
No, I
thought you did.
No.
And I was like, oh, Bill, you know, I was all excited that he liked Carson, and then he didn't realize Carson was my kid. So it's sort of weird.
That's how we got.
Yeah, that's sort of cooler.
You were always Penny Lane, you know. My whole life, you were Penny Lane, and then you go off and get married and have a real name behind all that.
The heck is this?
Yeah. So, didn't say it was
sort of neat how life puts people back together and connects people, you know.
Absolutely.
I believe in that goodness, the karma, and everything all around us. Goodness. Now you're running for governor?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. How'd that come about, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm running for governor. I want to put some love back into the state. I want to address education. I want to address pollution, something we don't talk about often here. I want to help with the homeless situation. I also would like to start proposing to our state house that we address ballot initiative. This way the people of our state can have a say-so in our laws, because we have 73% of our state right now that want cannabis legal, and we have been blocked by the Indiana GOP, who has just refused to listen to us. If we had a ballot initiative, we can get a petition, and we could take it to the state and say, the people of the state want this. So I want to see this come into vogue, you know, during my administration. I want our state to have more, I want the people of our state to have more say-so in the laws. It's, you know, there's things going on in the world that we need to address as a state and as a culture that we're being blocked out of the state house, literally.
And it's all around us, like Illinois, right?
Yep.
Ohio?
Yep.
Help me out, Bill. Michigan? I know you know all this.
Michigan?
Right. Ohio's at least decriminalized. I'm not sure where.
No. Ohio has one of the highest taxed cannabis. I think they base it about $4.50 an ounce.
Oh.
So they're not really doing monthly sales like Oklahoma or the other states that are legal, who are doing multi-millions in sales. They're doing, you know, hundreds of thousands in sales because everybody looks and goes, it's cheaper on the street, guys. You know, don't overprice the state. Don't overtax the people. Michigan, the base price for a gram in dispensaries is $20-25 of one gram of flower. And if you're from Indiana, you just walk right in, buy it, do whatever you want. So it's freedom is out there. It's just our state GOP has refused to allow us to enjoy freedom because they want to control every inch of our life, and that's bullshit. Sorry.
Pollution. Pollution.
That's bull pollution.
Well, that's something I always think about too, especially when I'm looking like at smokestacks and factories and our environment, right?
We have horrible pollution up in Gary. Logansport, the water would give Flint a run for its money. The Ohio River has had a lot of spills. I don't have anybody down there feeding me the information, but I can certainly feed everybody the information on Gary because they had about 8-10 square blocks where they knew there were lead pipes and people were dying from water going through for 30 years, and all the political parties hid it for profit. They didn't say anything. And finally, they closed out the area because everybody in the area was drinking through lead pipes and they were getting cancer. So it had an incredibly high cancer rate in that area. They're dumping mercury in the water on a regular basis. And here's the kicker. When a company poisons our state has a slush fund, and we'll get, if you poison $500,000 worth of our water, our state will give you up to $2.5 million to clean it up. So we're not even fining the people, you know, who are dumping our water. We're blessing them with a grant to clean it up, which is just ridiculous. We're encouraging pollution. That nonsense has to end. If a company pollutes, arrest everybody on the board, arrest the president, put them in jail and say, you've polluted, until you fix it, you know, we're going to address this with the legal system by all means possible, because they keep getting away with it and they keep donating to sitting politicians and they're allowed to. So this ends. This will end in my administration. I'm over it.
Well, and if you think about it, it's coming all through everyone's water. It's like working its way
out. Our water, Indiana has become a filthy, filthy state. It really has. Our EPA has been neutered. EPA across the board in America has been neutered by the GOP. Mm-hmm. We need them to be strong and forward, and we need to hear from them, you know, weekly. But we'll work on that.
I mean, any ideas on how to clean up the pollution that's already happened?
Yeah, get out and do it. I mean, I do not know the technical manifestation of the physical cleaning, okay? I don't know if we have to go in there with certain chemicals into the water to extract other things. I don't understand that, but I do know it has to be done. I knew there has to be a filtration system. I know the people in Logansport, that has to be addressed. There's companies poisoning the water tables up there where whole neighborhoods are getting cancer. Okay, whole neighborhoods. I have friends up there who are perfectly healthy, and all of a sudden them and their neighbors two doors down and their next neighbor all get cancer because they live near this water table. Same story down in Ohio, you know, by the Ohio River. We're not taking care of our state. We're polluting. We have plastic everywhere on the side of the highway. We have styrofoam everywhere. You know, let's put a nickel refund on these bottles like other states.
Right, definitely.
I'm sorry. If we start recycling a little bit, it's right. Not going to hurt us. It's only going to help us.
Right. No, because it's actually quite terrible when you go through, I mean, not just here, anywhere, and you go through rivers and you're outside in nature and you look around and see plastic and trash. And, and then, of course, you go over to an island or, you know, off of a coast and you see all the trash just, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
And you think about, that's how it is now and it's just going to keep building.
It's going to get worse. We have to stop using plastics as disposable items. It's just, there's nothing good about secondary plastic use. You know, if we could figure out how to build roads with it, we'd do great. You know, there are people who have made asphalt. Right? There's people who have made asphalt out of plastic bottles. Again, I'm not a scientist. I don't understand it, but I think it's something we should address. If they're doing it, you know, in small town in South Africa, we can do it here. If they can pave roads in other countries with used plastic bottles, we can do it here.
What's one thing from your heart that you'd want our listeners to do?
Say I love you at least 5 times a day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, find somebody and say I love you. We don't use those words enough. We do not say I love you enough in our life. We say everything else, but acknowledge love, acknowledge gratitude, acknowledge beauty. Go out and compliment 5 strangers just to watch a smile blossom.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know, I try to say I love you to my friends on the phone. Yeah. And at first, you know, it was a little, it really was a little awkward for me to tell one of my best friends, hey, I love you, you know. And then, but now there's a few of my best friends that I talk to a lot. And when we hang up, I'll say, hey, I love you, you know. And some of them, you know, they'll start saying it back.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Indiana, when I'm governor, it's going to be real simple. Thank you for calling the Indiana State House. I love you. How can I help you?
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, we're just going to put love in wherever we can. You add a little bit of love, a little bit more smiles happen, a little bit more smiles happen, people get along, and they start working together. You know, it's a straight, we're going to bulldoze the state with love.
Because it's precious. You know, time's precious, and life's precious.
Yeah.
You know,
you can support the Levin campaign by going to levin2020.org. You can find out more about Bill's mission and how you can help fund his projects.
He's got his rose-colored glasses on today. I like those.
Always.
Yeah, well, I got to see.
We just did a live painting of him. Well, we didn't, but James Martin, Art Studios, just did a live painting of him at High on the Hill with his glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be at the showcase on Friday with Carson.
So tell us about the show, the pop-up holiday extravaganza.
Yes.
The First Church of Cannabis.
At the First Church of Cannabis.
And everyone's invited, right?
The world's invited. This is an open celebration of love and life's great adventure.
Yes.
Now, you are doing donations, Hearts and Hands Homeless Outreach for them, right?
Yes. Hearts and Hands Homeless Outreach is a fabulous group that every week goes out to not one of 15 camps. We hit between 11 and 15 camps. We bring out a hot home-cooked meal. Beverages, clothing, socks, tents. We see what they need, and we try to fill their order within that week.
Okay.
We take all sorts of donations. We have one room dedicated to sorting stuff, because when people give us sacks of clothes, we got to divide it between, you know, woman, man size, you know.
Right.
So when somebody says, you know, I need a size 44 pants, we got to know where the 44s are, you know. So, yeah, we appreciate all the donations we get, the coats, the clothes, all the new socks and new underwear, please. Nobody wants to wear used underwear.
Oh, my gosh.
No. If we can get any donations of underwear, it's always appreciated. Ladies' goods are always appreciated. We have ladies' groups who give us purses. I don't look in it. But I know what's in there. It's all girl stuff, and we just hand it to the ladies, and that way it's not so embarrassing. You know, hi, have a purse, honey, and you know they look and they go, oh, that's nice. You know, everything they need. So we got all sorts of different groups coming together who help us deliver this stuff, and it's a beautiful thing. We have a great time doing it. I've missed maybe 2, maybe 3 weeks in 2 years, and it throws my whole week off if I miss a Saturday night. It's ridiculous. I wake up and I think it's, you know, a different day. I set my internal time clock between church and Saturday night, you know.
Well, thank you for everything you've done for our community.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah,
it's been ongoing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Decades.
That's this Friday.
Pop-up
holiday. Friday!
At what time, Alicia?
It's going to be this Friday, and it's at 7:30 p.m. Graciously Departed is going to be playing.
Tell us about them.
They're a Grateful Dead tribute.
They're wonderful. They're out of Lafayette. They're just wonderful.
Very good.
I was looking at them.
I love them very much.
And then, of course, Carson, who is a world-renowned harmonica player. And then we've also got a new player, D'Artagnan Canyon. Yes. D'Artagnan will be there playing, so.
Oh, cool. He was just in here.
Was he?
Really? Yeah, nice. Came in from Arizona.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes. So he'll be there at the festivities on Friday.
Cool.
Yes. So that is wonderful. And give us the address for our listeners.
Oh, 3400 South Rural Exit, 107 Keystone Exit, off of 65.
And, of course, Indica, you guys are going to be there. Now, tell us, you're going to be playing at the Hi-Fi, right?
Yes.
We're switching it up a little bit here for a second. On December the 28th.
Correct.
With Tropodelic.
And the Quasi Kings.
And the Quasi Kings.
Yeah.
But tell us about those guys.
Amazing. Hip-hop reggae.
Hip-hop reggae?
Yeah. Hip-hop reggae. All the way. It's going to be a good time.
That's cool. But you are actually putting together, because you have your business, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So our business, Light Matter Promotions, is helping Bill put on this pop-up event.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly just, well, we actually called Bill and we said, can we please do this at the church? And he's like, all right, fine.
Sounds like he's hard talking to it. Huh?
Oh, yeah, it was really hard. But we're going to be doing some portraits there. So if you'd like to dress up on Friday, you can get a free picture.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we're also doing some giveaways for Indie Hemp Co. We've got a 1,000 milligram and a 500 milligram CBD tincture that we're going to give away either on air here. Or I'm just going to let you figure out how you want to do that there, Penny.
All right.
We'll do it live. Do you want to do it today?
Yes, we can do that. Okay, but will you guys play us a song live?
Sure.
Oh, sure. I have this guitar in my hand.
What are you going to do?
Let's do something off the new album. Let's do like Time or something.
All right.
This is one. We've finally finished tracking the new album. So it should be coming out hopefully spring. We'll be releasing dates. So here we go.
You even when you fail, hitting those stack times to try not to dwell. When you're my muse, always prevail. Know that this train will get back on the rail. Here comes the wind, let me open the sail. Where there's no path, we will make our own trail. We'll make our own trail. That you won't come around. Let me hold you down. Happiness can be found. Let me calm you down. Know that you won't come around. Let me, would you let me, would you let me hold you down?
Words are meaningless, they cease to exist. I submit to what you're feeling, cause you're left to resist. You're thinking the same thing, or you're just playing my games. Wake up and take up some responsibility. Determine who you know. Narcissism isn't pretty, but you're looking on the show. It's not like so much more to life than what you see. Got the kind of vision that is in.
Let me calm you down. Know that you will come around. Let me hold you down. Happiness can be found. Let me calm you down. Know that you will come around. Let me, would you let me? Hold you down. Da-da-da-da. If I could sit and talk to you about what makes the sky so blue. If you look up closely, see a wishbone on the roof. And I don't have the words to say to make all your pain just go away. But I'm trying. Oh, let me calm you down. Let me calm you down. Would you let me? Would you let me? Would you let me hold you down?
All right.
Bravo.
Indica.
I love getting real private radio concerts.
I do too. Cool. I do too. It is nice.
You guys are so wonderful.
They
you
are.
Such a lovely voice.
Thank you, Bill.
And I love how they just blend together. You guys are awesome.
We're so happy to be here, Penny. Thank you for all that you do for the community and for giving us a platform and putting a different type of message out there.
Well, it's Giant FM. I just get to be the lucky one over here. So, Light Matter Promotions. And, hey, how you like that?
Yeah, it is.
Ooh, good job. And so, of course, Indica, Alicia, and Brandon, and Mr. Bill Levin, hopefully the future governor for us, huh?
Yeah, well.
Huh?
Livein2020.org.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And if anybody's interested in helping the Indianapolis Hearts and Hands Group, it's Hearts and Hands Homeless Outreach Group page on Facebook.
Okay.
Please give them a visit. And if you want to watch our services, you can watch our services every Wednesday night on Facebook. We stream it live. It's Facebook/Canitarian. Or you can just Google First Church of Cannabis, and it'll take you to our Facebook page. But if you look for us in Facebook and say the First Church of Cannabis, we might or might not pop up.
And everyone's welcome to come, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's wide open to everybody.
The message is love.
Oh, I love that. The pop-up holiday extravaganza is 7:30 to 11 o'clock this Friday.
Yay!
And thank you all for coming in and taking a trip with Penny Lane. We're going to do that giveaway now.
Nice.
Caller number what? What number are we going to do?
Number 7.
Number 7.
Number 7. Number 7. Number 7.
I like that. 398-2200. Tell them what they're going to win.
They're going to win a 500 milligram lemon CBD tincture, full spectrum, from local Indie Hemp Company, Indie Hemp Co.
398-2200. Here we go.